because the last vad for the Nazmanim. So one maybe a little bit to speak about the Nazmanim. The MS, it's not b'di'evet, it's l'katchile. I want to explain. Ben Azmanim, especially the summer, is a very short Ben Azmanim. From Tisha B'Av, Mizra Shechoy Deshelul, to Lamed Av. 3 weeks. 3 weeks pass very quick. Person doesn't try to chap. It's very hard to be mighty a lot of the Ben Azmanim. It's a very short time. So the Eitza is better. If a person wants to grow Ben Azmanim, the Eitza is to add a week to the Ben Azmanim. Now, I don't mean to add a week to the Ben Azmanim in a negative way. Stop me to learn for a week. I'm saying the fakir. Every person, when Ben Azmanim comes, has plans. And then this Ben Azmanim will chazer shas and bavli and yulin aloche. He has all the plans of Ben Azmanim. The person has so much plans what he will do in the Ben Azmanim. He will finish Shishi Sidrim Mishnah, he will finish shas, he will finish Mishnah Bura, Kitzur Shechanoch, Chofetz Chaim twice. And chutz from that, he will rest. And this is the plan. And he will also, a week he will prepare for the next man. Also, all of that, he has the plan to do Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim finishes, the person says to himself, okay, next Ben Azmanim, I will do much better than Hashem. Everyone has that. And for that not happening, a person has to have a plan at the beginning of Ben Azmanim. Like I said, the first thing is, person has to mekabel on himself to learn every day Ben Azmanim. Saw that pipe there, filled up with water. So. Filled up with water, so we're not making noise. The first thing a person has to mekabel on himself with Ben Azmanim is to learn every day an hour, better bachur, maybe 2 hours. Not saying a person after that could learn 7 hours, 12 hours. But with mekabel on himself, I'm saying it's fimu shchoidish of. Every day to learn an hour. But that hour means choik velo yav. Friday, Erev, Tisha B'Av, the day that he goes to the trip, the day that he gets back to the trip, Shabbos, Erev, everything. Choik velo yav. Starting from today. Choik velo yav. This month, choik velo yav. Then, you could try to learn 4 hours a day, 8 hours. Everyone with the body has to learn, for sure. Hours is... But the Kabbalah from Chayk B'Layaber is an hour. And, you know, I know some people here say, I make up 3 hours. No. Hour? Then make up another Kabbalah, 3, 7, 8. Because the Yitzhahor wants to make up 3, and then this Friday already you don't do it. And then the Shabbos you don't do it, and then the Shnegat's Kabbalah is both from the food. The Kabbalah is a Chayk B'Layaber. Without no hefsek. This is doing vizio. It's a choyk b'lo yavre. Choyk b'lo yavre. This is the aleph base. The second thing, person has to decide what he's going to learn over the Ben Azmanim. What he's going to learn over Ben Azmanim. It says, yeah, no, for sure, I will learn aleph as Hashem. I want to be madish. When I say an hour to learn, I don't, it's not including Psuki, the Zimra, and not Shtai Mikra, and not even chumash. It means learning Gemara. Listening to a shir is not called learning an hour. Reglo, it means an hour to learn. An hour to learn, not the chinaf shechem or all different parsha sheets, also don't occur. An hour, teira. Teira is an hour. The person decides what he's going to learn. What happens, the person decides he's going to learn. Yes, that's Hashem, this bit of Zmari will be very stark. He will learn an hour every day. It's mamish. It's all in it. The ganze achlote, he will learn an hour. When Zmari comes, you see these guys in shul, he takes out a safer and closes it, puts another safer. You know, he finds someone who has to handle a little bit. Business no lobby zone, he decides he's chazer b'psoch. Another guy decides he's chazer b'bekame. I chazer b'gidim, kiddushim. Let me show you what. Consistent. He knows what he's going to learn this hour. He's going to know what he's going to learn this hour. Then I alamo the marshal, I'm accountable myself to learn something. Not as I'm accountable the chavrusa to learn. So I'm accountable alamo the second thing, the backing plan. As long as you decide to chaz with someone becoming. First day, first blood, second blood, the third day the guy doesn't come. You learn without him. The fourth day he comes. So, well, chaz. You chaz at the same of Gimel. Tomorrow he doesn't come again, so you don't know what to do. You learn Vaita, so you chaz at Gimel the third time. Gets it, and then you're out of it. But if you say you chutz me bekame, you learn imsochim. If I come and chavrus doesn't come, you learn imsochim. I sometimes I'm happy my chavrus doesn't come. But like this, you have another plan. Then vayter. A person has to make a plan. He has an hour. He knows what he's going to learn. When he's going to learn. Avada is a yoytza min haklal. Oh, this happened. But what is his plan? When he wakes up in the morning, after shachris, the best time for him. If I can, he'll get up 6 o'clock, down till 7, learn till 8, then be a goy. But he knows from 7 to 8 he could learn. But he knows if he doesn't do that, in the end of the day, it doesn't happen. The person from Vakel, in the morning he can't get up, even during this man. The Malach Hashena is very strong by him, yeah? By night, by him is a good time. By night, he knows he's Mesudah, he could learn for hour Mesudah. Another guy knows by night it doesn't happen. He starts to learn, he falls asleep. So the hour by night is not a Malach. And this hour has to be so strong that if you're not Mevazalit, Beshumayfin. And if it's an oinus, gomu, so the other day you learn 2 hours to fill it up. Not only that, you go away for Shabbos somewhere. So Lama Zang, you learn your Baba Kame. Take with you a Baba Kame. Don't falozach that the shul in Tzfas has a Baba Kame. Because it's a chazoke that when you come there, there's no Baba Kame. And not only that, if it's a Baba Kame, the page that you're holding is missing. It's Baduk Menusa. The Bamiz Alam al Abadna, how is pages Bechlal and all these Gemara? Because every time the page I'm reading is missing. Yeah? But it's the Kerach of the Yitzchor. That is Kilo missing. It's the Achna. You bring it to your Gemara. You bring a blanket. You bring food. You bring a Gemara with you. I don't mean a small Gemara. It's Vado. A real Gemara. It's a part of the things you put in your bag and your hand luggage. So I'm on the plates, I just can't stand it. But you see, all the businessmen, they come with a laptop. Yeah? Not with a pump, with a laptop. The Yeshiva Baruch has this little Gemara, yeah? I open my Gemara big, you know, go over to the other seat, yeah? Why that guy can open his computer is allowed to go over to my seat? This is my computer. My Gemara. Goodbye, though. A person decides when he's going to learn, what he's going to learn, with who he's going to learn. And I'm saying, it's the best thing if you start already now. Because it's so short ben hazmani, sometimes you don't have enough time to chaz or something. You could start the chaz now already. So b'meile, you have another whole week. You have much more. Now, before I go weiter about how you have to learn Benazmanim, I want to go a little bit deeper. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a neshama. A person made a car. The car goes with gas. If you put the gas inside, the car goes. If you don't put the gas inside, the car doesn't go. What is gas? It's a black liquid. It smells, geschmack, falls on your clothes, very dirty. The person will say, chaval to put gas in the car, you will put coke. It's also cheaper today. It's also tastier, you could check. You wash it, it goes off right away. I told him, listen, sugar, with coke, the car doesn't move. Tell him, listen, taste it, taste gas, I'm telling you, coke's better. I said, listen, the creator of the car doesn't go with coke, and malasa. It could look good, could look tasty, it doesn't go. The neshama of a yid is a car. Hashem said, the ruchnius makes this car moving. Coke doesn't make it move. It looks geschmackier, but the car doesn't move. I why some people enjoy when they put in the coke and they think that it moves. Like this little kid that sits in the car, you know, that when you move the lights and he thinks he's driving, that car is better to pour coke inside, take it, because the kid could drink from the coke, yeah? I'm a little kid, when the car is not moving, never. He's a kid, some neshama is really holding in such a massive, he's living, he puts out the lights, close the light, it's not moving. It's neshama is oimed, nishkin ma'alach. The Benazmanim is very important for a person for a rest. It's the Metzius. V'doyle Olam v'miyased it. Remember, it was years ago. There was a war, the Yom Kippur War. So the G'dolim wanted to mevatel the Benazmanim because they couldn't announce the song. They couldn't announce the song because all the young boys, 17 to 21, were fighting in the war. Here the Yeshiva Bachim would go home and start to go hiking. So the Mevat of the Ben Azmanim, Rav Shach would say it, in the middle of the winter, the whole Zman went kaput. It's not the Mevat of it that the Bochum didn't want. Everyone understands that they have to stay in Yeshiva. But the Ben Azmanim is waiting for rest, to refresh yourself, to come back stark to the next man. The person needs it. So what the Yitzhahara does? He makes you not to learn that our Ben Azmanim. Not only because it's so important for him that you will have a hefsek in the ruchnius. If you have a hefsek in the ruchnius, it stops the whole amshochas ruchnius. See in a second, masbirt. It's for sure. It's also a point. A person that doesn't learn feels empty. He tries to make himself happy. He climbs the mountains and goes down. Climbs the mountains, yeah. Go on holocaust, rollercoasters, go all these achim, yeah. Tries to make himself happy. Aber nebach. He's not happy. Who is happy? Rabbi Yashiv with his bachur that is hiking up north and up south and back and forth, driving my car. Who is happy? The bachur that is driving knows that Rabbi Yashiv is happy, right? Not only that, even that bachur, if he learns good for a couple hours, he feels better. He's nervous to do Ben Azmanim because he feels that he needs to have a Ben Azmanim. Say it. But he knows himself when he feels better, after a good fest of 4 hours of learning, or after a hike. Everyone feels better after the learning. He's missing out that hack that he wants. Why I'm saying it? If a person learns every day, hour, and I'm saying again, the reason I really want, and I'm saying it's important to be mekabel this Kabbalah without a hefsek, it's for the ruchnias. I'll try to explain it a bit more in a second. But chutz from that, it's important from the ruchnias. For the Gashmias of Ben Azmanim, it's important. For the enjoyment of Ben Azmanim, it's important. It's much important for the enjoyment of the Ben Azmanim. Without that chaylik, a person feels empty. And while he feels empty, he tries to fill up his day in more activities, because he's not happy, he's not full. An hour a day makes a difference to the neshama. He feels full. When he's full, it's easy to make him happy. When a person is full, it's easy to make him pleased. When he's bitter, it's hard to make him please. If the neshama got something to breathe today, she got an hour of learning, and he hikes after it, and he enjoys himself. He rests. He has a real good benazmanim. But if he doesn't do it, so not only that he doesn't have the Amshochas HaRuchnias that we're speaking about, he feels not good. Everyone knows, after a bad Benazmanim, you feel like an ichi feeling. Not a gishmak feeling. Even if you told us, oh, it's our boy, we're in the Orko, our boy, we're in the Rok, boy, yeah? You feel like it's a shock. But if a person knows how to chap it, to put himself together, and to make this hour, he will enjoy the ben azmanim as gashmias, not only as ruchnias. So again, so the first thing is the learning. To mekabel, and now to decide now, not to say, yeah, later I will think about it. No, we're sitting here, decide. For me, every day, from today, hour at least, the lawyer is in a cloud. Very chashuv guy, hour and a half. Real chashuv guy, maybe 2 hours. Again, after you can learn chutz from that another part. But every day, you know, 1,000 gold nishtabah. Friday, Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. The day of that trip, the day of that trip. You see, some people, an hour becomes very long, Peter. Because with 60 minutes, Peter, this hour. A person has a toichim. Person grows. And again, he decides what he's going to learn. Don't leave it for later. The soul says, okay, you will learn an hour. Later, we should get an Aitzim. I want to tell you now, when you choose what to learn for that hour, choose something that you think that you will enjoy to learn. Don't say, I'll chazab sochi. You know yourself, after you get the Gimel Amud Beis, mask it aside, you'll dry up again. Yeah, it happened in the world this man also. Yeah? So don't. You have to decide what you feel that will give you an incentive to finish it. This is what I'm saying. Sometimes it's kedai to extend the ben azmanim a week. Not legabi the tool, but legabi the chiyuv. To start the hour, you want the chazib psalm. The chazib abikam. But the mask with 10 simanim in Mishneh Berurah. Everyone has things. Start. So you'll have a peace. But if you start after Tisha B'Av, some Motzi Tisha B'Av, the Siri B'Av, things getting ready, it's really Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Sunday. So the whole ben azmanim is 2 weeks. Nobody what you can learn in 2 weeks. A person will feel full. But again, you have to try to think. I'm saying, don't let the night come in tonight before you know what you're learning, and you think that it's something that will keep you going for an hour a day. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. But you'll feel with a sikuk. And the third thing is, when you're going to learn it, don't leave it open. You could say doing this man one time, but this man a second time, because the hour is not every time fit. The hour is not every time fit. But decide now. I'm telling you, Aleph of. Everyone here will be Bezos Hashem and Aleph Elul. The one that didn't listen will have such a charote. Say, yeah, then we thought it's garnished. You see, the whole ben azmanim will pass, and you feel you missed out. Don't do a mistake. Don't do a mistake. It's the Aleph thing. I'm saying again, it's like the Gabi Chavrusis. It's not. Some guys know he can't learn without a Chavrusis. Try to find a Chavrusis. And again, try to work it out. And then I will find a Chavrusis. Some guys like, you know, cannot learn with a Chavrusis. That's the first part. The second part is, especially for yeshiva lights, especially for Bachri. And again, to start from today, maybe today is a little too late for some Bachri, tomorrow. Take a tefillah. If you could do it, shachris is the best. During this man, sometimes the shachris, for sure, beginning this man is better than. The davening is a little bit, has a problem. Because you know, you have chavrusas, and if you don't sleep because you finish to learn 5 o'clock in the morning, and if you don't sleep another 2 hours, so by day you'll fall asleep. So the Shachris gets a little bit kfakvesh. Also you're busy thinking about the sugyas. Everyone has his problems. You know, if you push it. Everyone has his things, but you know, it disturbs the Daven Shachris. And as manim is no lachatz. You decide, I'm davening Shachris from the beginning till the end. From the beginning of the minyan to the end of the minyan. Shachris an hour. Why it has to be 55 minutes? Why I can't start? The next minyan starts in 5 minutes. As I eat Zohar. Some people will never do it in the beginning. Because if you come in the beginning, say, look, maybe there's a minyan that already holds in the middle. It's a terrible tzohar. There's no reason for it. Because I checked. I said once for an hour near a shul, shtibul. All the guys that don't go to the minyan that starts, that, you know, try to catch the chizadeh with, after that, shmooze outside for half an hour. They're not even rushing now. It's like the feeling that over the tzir, they slip off the hand, yeah? You can't leave it till then. You just can't. It's a kach mitzvah. You take the binas mani. It's no lachas. Shachas. Doesn't make a difference to me. Up north, America, Eretz Yisrael, Russia. Doesn't make a difference where you are. You daven shachis from the beginning till the end. You come out, and I'm saying, don't leave it for 3 weeks, shachis. A month of shachis. It's no lachatz. What do you answer? What? You ask me to daven shachis like a mensch and to learn how. And it sounds garbage what he's saying, but in any bit as well, you're not doing this. This is what happens every time. Daven every day. Daven an hour shachris. Or 55 minutes or 50 minutes, I don't know how was the minyan. But you daven a normal shachris. Put that in tefillin. You daven, you say the whole psukhi in the zim, there's no heter. If you sure about it, there's a heter. There's also with Talmud, maybe, yeah? There's a guy that doesn't know to say the whole psukhi in the zim. He's used to just catching up. Never had to suffer, never have to stand for all Chazal's Hashatz. Because every time, either with the Shliach Tzibur, either he finishes the middle. The whole Chazal's Hashatz is not used to standing such a long thing. You do it. You have such an andere anoge. Such an andere anoge. Such an andere feeling. Such a good feeling. I'm telling you. When you do that, and you rest after it, you really feel rested. I'm saying ruchnias, but I'm telling you it's gashmias. I want to tell you, it's nothing what I'm telling you to do. I'm showing nirale kehar. Tzadikim nirale kehar. It looks hard. What is it? Daven shachris. Shiva Bachum, 20 years old, normally Shiva light. Then you daven shachis like a mensch. And learn an hour and be a goy. And it sounds like too much from the Kabbalah of myself. What? 2 hours out of 24 hours you can give? I'm telling you, especially when we go places, I have my hour and I have. It doesn't make a difference. You have the same amount of enjoyment. Not only the same, like I told you, much more. The neshama goes with this gas. The neshama fills up. If not, the neshama fills down. It feels empty. It feels empty. It feels like a kanas. And all the menucha of the ben azmanim gets you nowhere. Mamish, nowhere. The menucha of the ben azmanim gets you nowhere. But if a person decides, I will make it. I'm saying, don't start from after Tisha B'Av. Start from tomorrow morning. Start from tomorrow morning. Friday and Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference. I'm Kavua. I have a Shachis, I have my hour. But I'm not, you have to keep this going for the end of the month for sure. But I'm telling you, that's boduku menusa. If you don't do it, first ben azmanim passes. If you don't enjoy, Now I want to tell you, every zman a person grows, if it's a hafsokin ben azmanim, without teira, without tefillah, without avodah, you come back to the first day of Elul, you have a new ischaches, but you lost all of the miles of the whole year. And ruchnis. And ruchnis is two parts. It's information and it's growth. Mi yale behar Hashem umi yokum bimkoim kodshim. Yale umi yokum bimkoim kodshim. To stay standing is a big mile. I want to tell you, all of us are coming to Olam HaEmes. That is Hashem. And yesterday in Medrash, Galgut, Yagos and Dvorim, it says in the Pasuk, Be'uvas lo yichol liska in v'chesra lo yochol le'imones. So the Yalkut says, Me'uvas lo yochol liska in v'chesra lo yochol le'imones. So he wants to explain it, that there's some things that it's too late, you can't fix. So as Moshe was two people, two shutfim ganovim. They were terrible ganovim. Mamish, they killed together, they were in tseyach, gneve, ala aveyos. Mamish, low people. One of them died, came to Olam HaEmes, put him in Gehenna, deep, mamish, he's burning there. Eretz Tzio, Beloyoye, Mamish, terrible. One day, he sees his friend, his Shutuf. He sees the Neshama coming up, and he sees that he's sending him to go to Gan Eden. So he calls the Malach that is in charge every day to burn him and to put him into the fire. Tells him about God. So he comes home and says, what happened? So you see the guy there, we're Shutuf. We did everything together. Now I see they're sending him to Gan Eden. So one of the two. Other is a mistake. So bring him to be with me together here. Or it's a mistake that I'm here. Maybe I also have to be there. Maybe it's a misunderstanding. Malach goes, he comes back, and there's no mistake. He's there and you're here. So he says, and his stomach he paid. Well, what do you do to bail yourself out? He said, no, he didn't pay. He said, maybe he didn't pay. He did exactly the same thing with Shutfim. So the Malach tells him, remember you died one day, your mamash fell dead in the street. For 3 days, your nevela was on the street. No one touched you. You were such a rosh and merusha. Then a guy came, you were disturbing, so he kicked you to the side where the water there goes. Your friend saw it, said, if this is the shiflus where we came to, that no one wants to touch the bodies, I'm changing. And he changed. He became a Baal Tshuva and he died with Toich Tshuva Ma'asim Toivim. So he's in Gan Eden. He realized that to live like that is Golnish. So he said, I'm also doing Tshuva. And Mamish regretting everything what I did and I will never do it again. I realize how bad it is now. I see what is in Gan Eden. I'm also asking to, I'm sure I'll never do it again. I could promise. I saw exactly what it brings to. I also now realize it. And I'm telling you, I will never do it. Tell him it's too late. Tell him it's too late. Tell you now, I'll never do it. So he told him, listen, Olam Hazeh is Doimah to Erev Shabbos. Here's Doimah to Shabbos. Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yoichal be'Shabbos. Told him, Olam Hazeh is Doimah le'yabosha. Olam Haba is Doimah le'yam. When you go to the sea, if you pack your boat, you put all different things for the journey, for the way, so you have what to eat in the way, but if you go with a boat without a garnish, you don't have what to eat. Olam Hazeh is Doimah le'ir. Olam Haba is Doimah le'midbar. If you go to the midbar and you don't prepare yourself, Olam Hazeh is the issue. The map is the midbar. If you don't prepare yourself. So you heard? So I guess the Givaldik Pshat. First was the Pshat. Three Mishalim. But yeah, I think that guy happened the first time. And Umaba is a Lerav Shabbos, and Umaba is a Lomaba. If you don't get ready, it's a garnish, but you have to hear three times. So the guy that said it, he said that I heard he's a Rav somewhere. So he said when he said to his Balabati, one of them told him that it doesn't go for Gehenna to hear the droshes that go weiter and weiter to save a Shalom without no difference. A lot of us. Aber mir kann man kein. So he said a gewaltige Pshat. It's a more for that. Why are you going to tell him Chazal the Mishnah says Eilu Maza Demel et Prozdo Eilu Maba Demel et Rakme Haskan Atzach Obe Prozdo Eilu Shittikon et Rakme. And so the Malach told him, we know that Eilu Maza is a Chetimtza to get Eilu Maba. It's only a Chetimtza. Everything here is a Chetimtza to get Eilu Maba. You don't understand that, Rishoy. You think Eilu Maza is good mitzad atzmai. So I can't tell you Eilu Maza doimele prosto Eilu Maba doimele tarakli. But he told him Eilu Maza doimele Erev Shabbos. The ikir is Eilu Maba. You're right, enjoy. Erev Shabbos you can eat some schnitzel, you can eat some food. But the main meal you have to be ready for Shabbos. Not that you're the fast. You want to also enjoy Friday a little bit to go to play. But I'm saying that. But the ikir is to prepare for Shabbos. Well, no, you didn't think like that in this world. That the Iker is Eilu Maba. It's 50-50. This is the sea and this is the water. 50-50. But when you go to the sea, you have to prepare something for the wedding. Why I didn't prepare garnish? Then he told him, you know what, even if you didn't understand that, Eilu Maba is the Mokim Yishuv, it's the main place. Eilu Maba is a meatball, the desert. But everyone gets to the desert one day. Prepare something for the wedding. It's not important to get to the desert. It's a nebach to get to the desert. But why you didn't prepare a package? The person has to know. Ben Azmanim is no ptu. It's not the pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu closes the books. For 3 weeks, do what you want, then we'll open it and we'll try to fix it back. No, the Ben Azmanim is the time to prepare yourself, to rest, to grow. Do the right thing, and come to learn later, you're full of freshness. The Yitzhara puts a milchome that you will not take out for the Ben Azmanim. The hour that you learn Ben Azmanim, he will fight because he wants you to lose all of the Yimailas from this man before, all of the Ruchmi Yimailas, and he doesn't want you to become prepared. He wants you to get low, but maybe you don't daven, Moshe Tzorich, everything becomes low. If you stick after these two things, when you do them with the ganze starkheit, the whole Ben Azmanim is aliyah, as a ruchnius. You'll feel the whole day. If you make up one day, it's a secret. Oil teire, oil mitzvahs. It's not only if you do it. If you now decide, I have an oil of an hour of learning, 2 hours. I have an oil of shachris k'mei shetzorich. So, but I have that oil, the whole Ben Azmanim will behave like a different person. Uplifted person. Shabbos, Friday, remember, every day. I want to tell you a secret, I saw Ben Yisrael. If you will decide to do it, be ready that the first 2-3 days, it will not, tomorrow morning you'll miss Shachas, you'll see. Your mama shouldn't be up. You'll get up so late. This is the Kerach of the Yitzhar. He puts a black in the beginning. Friday, until Friday, I don't think Choshet Sobo will not manage to learn an hour, yeah? You come Friday, you'll get so busy, you'll manage Friday, Shabbos, the chunk, with Dayan, with Dayan. You'll plan to learn with the Shabbos, but the Shabbos will plan to learn later, and later before. But it's only in the beginning. You break it, you have to see out of the Shema. So I'm saying, spoke because the Maizi next Monday is Naval, but I think Pungfakel, I think it's a Siyat of the Shema, the Rosh Chodesh of, to extend the Ben Azmanim in that part. And you'll come out with a piece, with a chelek, with a chatikha, really iskabet. That's Hashem, we'll help and see after the Shema.